Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she saw her grandmother ironing in her bedroom, and then she heard her call from the kitchen. So how could her grandmother be in two places at the same time?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would absolutely love to hear them. And, of course, so you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to all of our episodes in their entirety, ad-free, in advance as well, you can binge away on ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or right there on Apple Podcasts. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on, Miss Carol?
Well, you know what I think I'm going to do this weekend?
What?
I think I'm going to go see the 50th anniversary showing of The Exorcist.
Don't get possessed. Because
I'm gonna try my best not to.
We know what happened the last time it was released.
Which the 25th. I think I went to the 25th.
I remember the 25th released too. That too. Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
It doesn't Dead. That couldn't have been. It must have been the 45th.
40? I don't know. Wow.
I don't know. But I think I swear I saw it was the 50th, and that seems about right.
So what is the you're talking about seeing the
The new one, too. One's going to be like a trilogy.
Oh,
I think
it
there's three in that series.
That'll be interesting because Regan's, who is the girl in the one? Is it Regan in the, or am I thinking of the other one?
Regan.
Regan, okay. I don't know if I was thinking of Poltergeist or The Exorcist. The mom is starring in this one, too, as an old
Ellen
woman.
Burstyn.
Yeah, yeah.
She's in it. And it's interesting with the new one of the young girls, it looks like a double possession, two young school girls. You can see that in the trailer. I'm not giving anything away.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them looks so much like, what was it? Linda Blair. She looks so much like her when she was possessed in the movie.
Oh, I'm watching the trailer right now. She really does. But I'm guessing this is all CGI and they didn't have to like break any child's back or permanently damage it as they did in the first one.
Oh my God, you think about the first Exorcist and what they had to do for real.
Yeah.
And then versus this, like they can have them do all kinds of stuff. Like in the original one, they have a scene that they took out of the movie and then they put it back in. I know for the last re-release, they put it back in, but they actually had, I don't know if contortionist is the right word, an acrobat person. And she walked down the staircase in a back bend. So it looks like a spider.
Yeah.
Walking down backwards. that was a real person doing that. Now that would be a CG sort of situation. Yeah, without, you wouldn't have a kid doing that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm but watching
it's
the,
just so interesting.
This trailer looks very creepy.
It looks really creepy.
She knows who I am. Where's the other girl?
On October 6th. That was me. So October 6th looks like when it comes out. Interesting. Oh, is it going to play the music? I think it was just beginning to play the music.
Come on, baby. Come back to us, okay?
If you don't make it, I don't make it.
Mama.
What is it, baby?
I can't see you.
Baby, I'm right here.
I don't want to go to hell.
God, lay that trick on you.
There are two heartbeats. Is it working?
They're beating in sync.
There's two heartbeats on the monitor. Oh, shit.
Well, because it's two girls that are both possessed.
Oh, I thought it was like two heartbeats in the one person.
One girl lives, one girl dies.
You get to choose.
Double the exorcist, double the fun. Doubleman should be the sponsor of this one. You know, like they used to have like people water skiing and shit. There were twins. Now you got the double exorcist and they chew Doubleman gum. Total missed marketing opportunity right there.
They should have done it.
Doubleman
and
gum.
I have to say, whoever wrote Tubular Bells, the theme for the exorcist, is probably one of the most brilliant songs for a movie like that ever.
It was John Tesh. He was four when he wrote it, actually.
That John Tesh.
You know, yeah.
Came out
with the NFL theme and all that. But I was just thinking of that yesterday when I was hearing the NFL theme. I'm like, John Tesh wrote that. That's interesting. But yeah, John Tesh also
wrote. He did for real?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's
great. That's great. That's kind of perfect for football.
Yeah, he wrote a whole bunch of shit that you think of John Tesh as like the doing the radio show these days, or if you remember back in the day, him being the host of Entertainment Tonight. But no, he wrote a ton of like stuff we hear every day, just iconic things. It's kind of interesting. I think he makes some money on that today. Let's go to our first phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Northern California. I have a story. I don't know, you know, whether it's, you know, a scary one or even if it's, you know, a ghost story or not. Well, actually, I have two. But this happened when I was about maybe 14 years old. I used to live with my grandmother. And, you know, she had a small house. It was a two-bedroom house. Her bedroom was pretty much right next to mine. What connected them was maybe a small hallway. I want to say, you know, no more than 10 feet maybe. But one day I walked into my grandmother's room. I used to not steal, but borrow her face cream, the anti, you know, wrinkle cream, although it was only 14 for my face. But I used to go, you know, take it from her room. So I went in her room one day and I saw my grandmother there. She was ironing clothes, you know. I've seen her do it millions of times, you know. Obviously not millions, but seen her do it, you know, several times. Ironing clothes right by the window. Kind of looked at her and said, hey, you know. Obviously we'd seen each other that morning, but just acknowledging that she was in the room. Anyways, got the face cream, walked out of the room. And I was maybe like not even halfway down the hallway. Like I mentioned earlier, this was a really small hallway. And then I hear my grandmother call me from the kitchen. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just literally stopped in my tracks. So I walked back in my grandmother's room because I had sworn that she had called me from the kitchen area, but I had just seen her in her room ironing clothes. So I walked back into her room and I go, you know, to tell her, hey, you know, you called, but I walked back in her room and she's no longer there. And like I said, I had literally just walked out of her room. And she wasn't there anymore. She wasn't there ironing the clothes anymore. And she calls me once again. And like I originally heard, it was coming from the kitchen area. But I walked in her room because, like I said, I was in there. I had just seen her ironing her clothes, and she was no longer there. I walked to the kitchen, and they said, how did you get over here so fast? And she said, you know, I've been here all morning pretty much. She was cooking breakfast or something. And I told her, I said, I just saw you in your room. You know, you were ironing clothes. And she was like, no. She's like, I'm sorry to tell you, that wasn't me. She said, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. My grandmother's really religious. You know, so she was like, you know, maybe it's like, she was joking. Maybe it's like the, you know, ghostly me. But I don't know what that story means. I don't know. You know, I've always tried to dismiss it and, you know, never thought, you know, anything of it until I found your guys' podcast. Lately, I've been binging like crazy. Like, I love this podcast. You guys are awesome. It's the best thing I've ever heard, honestly. My spouse is like, you're so, you know, you're so into the show. I'm like, yeah, like this, it's awesome. But anyway, so I don't know what that meant. You know, I don't know why my grandmother appeared to me in her bedroom. You know, my grandmother to this day, she's fine. She's well, you know, there's, you know, she hasn't passed away, thank God, or anything like that. So I don't know what that ever meant. Also, another story I have, it's just a short story as well. I'm a school bus driver, and you know, they switch us. For the most part, we drive the same bus, but sometimes they might switch buses on us and things like that. And every time I drive this one particular bus, I always feel something like, I don't know, I always feel like a presence in the bus. And, you know, we get up really early, so the sun, you know, is not even out at the time. So it's dark, you know, we're driving down the road and, you know, it's dark when we look in our rearview mirror. You know, we have that big rearview mirror where you can see all the seats in the back. And I always feel like I see something, you know, but when I go look, you know, I just feel the presence and I can kind of, I guess, see it from the corner of my eye. But then I go look at the actual mirror and I don't see anything. Anyways, for some reason, I assume, you know, just because I'm like into the paranormal things that, you know, there's something there. Anyways, one day I took this bus on a field trip and, you know, as a school bus driver, when we have field trips, you know, we don't obviously go into the field trip area, you know, wherever they're going, let's say museum or anything. We just hang out on the bus or, you know, park somewhere and go get something to eat, whatever it is. But sometimes I tend to fall asleep for the, you know, waiting period. So I fell asleep in this bus and then I woke up to basically, I woke up because I felt somebody like pushing on my shoulder, like basically kind of like tapping me to wake up on my shoulder. And I was like, you know, I don't know. I woke up and I was like, I don't know if I imagined feeling that, but I swore that I felt it. You know, I felt somebody tapping on my shoulder, like trying to wake me up. Anyways, I don't know if, like I said, if that's considered scary or not, or, you know, an actual ghost story, but it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm always one to dismiss things, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe somebody else can give me their opinion. Or you guys can give me your opinion on that, on what happened. But anyways, once again, love your guys' show. Keep up the great work. And once again, you guys are awesome. All right, bye guys.
Thank you for sharing that experience of connecting with your grandmother in a very bizarre way. Thoughts?
You know, that's interesting to me because she doesn't say anything else happened in that house, but she definitely walked in and there's grandma ironing. That didn't seem weird, but then it's weird because grandma yelled at her from across the house. Mm-hmm. So what did she see? So it kind of makes you think, was there another spirit in the house? And she saw an apparition. Like, it could have been an older woman who just going about her chores in her life and she's a ghost. But yeah. I think that'd be the weirdest thing to see somebody and then they're in the other room. They're not there.
Or is it some sort of like time thing where,
yeah,
you know, she did see her grandma ironing and it maybe it was the time was misplaced or some, I don't know. I mean, there could be some other explanations, not those of logical explanations, but we've heard of like time warps or time little sinks where things get off and you see things like this in double. I don't know. It's certainly bizarre. I think the first thing one would think of if you're going through the house, you see someone ironing, it's your grandma's house, it's your grandma ironing. Right. What makes it bizarre is when it's not your grandma ironing and there is nobody there.
And it was so real to her that then she's like, "Grandma, like, you were just, how'd you get in here so fast? You were just ironing in your room." That's how real it was.
Yeah.
And hats off to anybody who can drive a school bus. I appreciate those people. That's a lot of work. There's a lot of distraction in that.
I can't imagine any job I would want less.
Oh, I am seriously, like, I got a couple friends who do it. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of respect for that. There's no way I could do it.
No. I number one, just the size of the bus is scary to control, and then have all the distractions and all of the children and all of that. I couldn't
even drive a car the size of your SUV or your truck. Like, I can't drive them.
I don't like driving the big ones because it's just like, I don't know. Parking sucks. We were talking about campers the other day. And like, you know, big ones, like the RV type things, you know, and like, oh, maybe it'd be interesting someday to, you know, to rent one of those or to get one of those and travel around and like whatnot. And I'm like, it sounds like a fun idea, but at the same point, I'm horrified of the idea of driving one of these things. And my fiance, Amanda's like, oh, I could totally do it. Like,
that's so funny you would say that, right? Because I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, Amanda would do it.
Yeah.
Like, she would have no problem.
She'd be all about it. She can handle it. Yeah.
It's like, great. I'll navigate. I'll look out the mirrors. I'll help in any way I can.
We're going to be little old people someday, and she's going to be driving the giant RV, and I'm just going to be sitting there like, I think you got to go left up here.
Here, let me program that in for you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let me press that button there. But that's totally true. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, become a supporter through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/RealGhostStories. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, Tony Bruschi, thanks for listening.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.